You're listening to SBS News.
Housing was the centrepiece of the Liberals' campaign launch on Sunday, and in a bid to appeal to younger voters increasingly disillusioned with the party, Scott Morrison announced a plan to allow first home buyers to access some of their super for a housing deposit. It would allow buyers who have already saved 5% to access up to 40% of their retirement savings to a cap of $50,000. Critics have raised the alarm on the policy over concerns it will increase housing prices as more people enter the market. Speaking on ABC Radio, Superannuation Minister Jane Hume has already conceded that could happen.
I would imagine that there would be a lot of people that bring forward their decision to buy a house. So I would imagine in the short term, you might see a bump in house prices.
If the house is sold later on, the funds must be returned to superannuation with a share of capital gains. Scott Morrison, campaigning in outer Brisbane, denies it will put more immediate pressure on the market, saying the policy will work in conjunction with a separate plan to incentivise older Australians to downsize.
It works hand in glove with the policies that we've put in place to help those at another stage in their life to downsize. Now, this does two things. It ensures that we are reinforcing people's retirement savings, but we're also freeing up supply.
Labor has confirmed it would support the policy encouraging older Australians to sell, which would allow them to put up to $300,000 of the property sale into their own superannuation. But Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers is calling the plan for young people to access their super an act of economic vandalism.
The Liberals can't even get their story straight on what it will mean for house prices, but the evidence is clear that this will have a diabolical impact on house prices. It will make it harder, not easier, for people to get into the housing market, and it will bulldoze people's super in the process.
Anthony Albanese says the policy has previously proved unpopular amongst the coalition's own ranks.
Their policy that they announced yesterday has been opposed by their own ministers in their own government over a long period of time, whether it be Paul Fletcher or Susan Ley and others.
Vocal opposers have included Peter Dutton and John Howard, but the Prime Minister insists they've had a change of heart.
Well, I was with Peter Dutton and John Howard yesterday, and they were enthusiastically in support of the plan. And this is something I've been working towards for some time.
So have Dutton and Howard changed their mind?
Clearly.
Jack Job and his partner have been saving for years to buy property in Melbourne, and he's scared the dream to own his own home may not become a reality.
I definitely hold concerns that prices are going to go up, especially since the banks are forecasting, I think, a 10 to 15% drop in prices over the next one or so years. I am concerned with this new policy that fall may not eventuate.
The Prime Minister has also come under scrutiny today over reports the US insisted Australia secure the support of both major parties before signing the AUKUS agreement, despite Labor only being told about it a day before the announcement. Scott Morrison suggests the party couldn't be trusted and has rubbished the report.
AUKUS is a groundbreaking agreement, the most significant defence security agreement Australia has entered into in over 70 years, and I was not going to risk that on the Labor Party. That report is absolutely false. We understood absolutely what the requirements were and we met them 100%.
Anthony Albanese disagrees.
I have national security briefings all the time. What this Prime Minister always does is put his political interest first before the national interest. It's always about the politics. What I haven't done is ever release private text messages between people, let alone between leaders of other countries.
The party which could determine who wins government is launching its campaign in Brisbane. The Greens releasing a wish list if it holds the power of balance in Parliament or the negotiating power in a hung Parliament. It includes dental and mental health, included in Medicare, no new coal and gas, building affordable housing, free childcare, wiping student debt, lifting income support and progressing the Uluru Statement from the Heart. Leader Adam Bandt outlined how they'll pay for the big ticket items.
We'll put forward a plan for raising the revenue in a way that does not ask everyday people to pay any more. We'll do it by making the billionaires and big corporations pay their fair share. We'll make Clive Palmer pay more tax so that you can fix your teeth.
All three parties have visited the Sunshine State over the last 48 hours. The coalition currently holds 23 of 30 seats in the state, which Labor and the Greens are hoping to get a bigger slice of come May 21. With early voting in full force, the parties have just days to convince Australians they're the better choice. Grishani Danji, SBS News. And has Scott Morrison been to your suburb? What about Anthony Albanese? We've created an interactive map of every seat the leaders have visited on the campaign trail. Head to the SBS News website now or download the SBS News app to explore it.